Today is Sunday, the 9th of November, the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica, beginning the 32nd week of ordinary time. The community of Teze sing, "The kingdom of God is justice and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Come, Lord, and open in us the gates of your kingdom. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip out of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body.
The temple was the symbolic center of power of the religious and political leaders of Israel. These leaders, the chief priests and their scribes, were collecting taxes from the people, some of which went to Rome and some to themselves. They were comfortable as long as they did their job. The population were peasant poor and living in extreme poverty. Their children died young. This was, and always is, unacceptable. How do you imagine life at this time? Jesus is proclaiming a different kingdom to that of Rome. God's kingdom was of justice. The poor would have enough to eat in God's kingdom. For Jesus to be Jesus, he has to challenge the oppression of the empire. Imagine yourself in this time, waiting for Messiah to come. What would you hope for? Now, as we hear the passage again, go to that temple with Jesus and watch what he does and see why he is doing it.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip out of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body.
What does Jesus want to say to you about this act? Speak with him now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.